two childhood disease experts, one national, the other local, hope to set the record straight about the H1N1 vaccine. Dr. Dan Hagerman is chair of pediatrics at Columbia St. Mary's. He's concerned over media reports and internet sites that he says make the vaccine seem scary. It's making some parents reluctant to vaccinate their children.
This is a real problem. There's a lot of misinformation out there right now. It's rather remarkable, the stories I hear.
Hagerman notes the H1N1 vaccine is produced the same way as the seasonal flu vaccine. He says it's safe and parents should realize the risk of children getting very ill if they do come down with H1N1.
In this season already, we've had more deaths from the H1N1 virus than we have from a typical seasonal flu virus for the whole season, and we really aren't even into flu season yet.
In the northern part of the state, focus on the H1N1 flu has prompted a surge in regular seasonal flu shots. Douglas County Public Health Director Deb Clausen says in past years, only 30% of the population was interested in getting vaccinated.
Our public has been more interested, not just in H1N1, but also in the seasonal vaccinations.
Since spring, 10 people infected with the H1N1 virus have died in Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.